Pride weekend went down this weekend, pretty much all around the country. It's obviously Pride Month here. And in Indianapolis, Indiana, Lizzo was in town, and we got to welcome her. And it was a great show at Pride Fest. Tons and tons of people. The most awkward thing was Porkchop went on stage, Live the Web Girl. I don't know if this is a surprise you or not. And in front of like 50,000, 60,000 people, he's like, hey, you should follow me on Instagram, Producer Porkchop.
Yeah, at Producer Porkchop.
Dude, never again. You're not allowed to do stage announcements because they were pissed.
Who was pissed?
Pride was. They're like, what's this guy on there? Who is this guy?
Yeah, just promoting himself.
They
for what reason?
Like, not about the event or anything. Yeah, they were.
Because I represent the LGBTQ community.
Oh, because you're bisexual? That means you have to give out your Instagram handle?
Yeah, they were very happy about that.
They were really cool. So thanks to Indie Pride for having us out there. And there's still a lot of events going on, but thanks for letting us be a part of that. Okay, let's get down to this nitty gritty. I got to interview Lizzo, and it was hectic. I love radio, but I feel like I can have a conversation all day with you guys in the room. And I feel like I can talk to people all day. But public speaking, generally just talking to anybody except for you guys in a room scares the crap out of me, which is not a good thing because, well, that's my job is to be able to do interviews.
You DJ weddings.
Yeah, but I got to interview Lizzo, and I got four clips I pulled. We're going to get video soon. Our friend Emily, who does our video, is going to send that to me, and I'll put it up eventually on our Instagram later today. But I want your honest opinion. Live the Web Girl. Alex is out today, so I need you to hate on everything I do. I need you to be like Alex.
Okay.
I need you to complain about my stuff. And Porkchop, you were there. I want you to listen back. I will tell you, there is some edited stuff. There's a little bit of swearing. But other than that, this is kind of the raw take. Four questions. Here's question number one. I had an awkward start to the interview, and I was trying to just pretty much find out, Lizzo, where are you from? Like, where's your home? Where do you have roots? Because she was born in Detroit, Michigan. She grew up in H-Town in Houston. We're on the air on the new 92.1 radio now, and she now lives, or at least for a while did live, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now she's going everywhere. So that's where we went with this question. Hanging out with Lizzo, getting ready for Indie Pride. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Now, I know you get asked this question all the time. You were in... What does that mean?
What are you going to ask me?
Well, what do you think I was going to ask you?
I don't know. I get asked a lot of the same questions all the time.
That's in my butthole puckered. I'm like, oh, God. I'm sure she's been asked this question before. So
1,000%.
So if you're keeping track, 10 seconds into the interview with Lizzo, I think I've already disappointed her.
Yeah, not
I just
was
wondering, because our morning show's on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana, but we're on the air in Houston, Texas, which I knew you spent a lot of your... I know that, but also I know that you spent a lot of your time as an artist in Minneapolis, and you were there last night too doing a show. How was that?
I get asked that all the time.
That's where I was awkward, because I was trying to ask one thing. She interrupted me, so I'm like, oh crap, what was my question for Lizzo?
Right.
What was my question for Lizzo? And I had my little phone for
Joe.
A cheat sheet.
Oh my
She
God.
Just threw me off. Lizzo started becoming the interviewer instead of the interviewee.
Yeah, you can't let that happen. You know what? People always try to do that to, you know, like Jimmy Fallon.
But
Ellen.
I'm not Jimmy Fallon. I'm Joe Pesci.
Right. But this is your job.
All right. Well, it gets worse. I didn't know if you got asked, like, where you're from, where you rep. Because, like, you grew up in Michigan, and I'm from Michigan. Do you do the hand thing? Do you know what I'm talking about? This is going to be awkward. Yeah, like, see, like, I was born here, worked here, met my wife there. Now we're, like, here.
This is Detroit.
Yes, that's the
this
D.
This is where I was born.
Okay, born and raised?
I was born. I lived there till I was 9. And then I moved down to Houston, Texas.
That's way down there.
And then I lived in Houston, Texas all the way through college, my formative years. And then I went to Minneapolis for 5 years and became a solo artist. So it's really, I don't know. Every place is just as important. I spent the most time in Houston, so I am like a Texas b-. I'm a Houston girl.
So you heard it there. What do you think after the first clip, Liv?
I mean, thank goodness she's very good at her job and she's able to like keep it calm and keep it going and keep it fun, because you just sound so awkward. You sound like you're nervous.
We've got a hater on the line.
Well, 10 seconds in, it's like blah, 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 diarrhea. Terrible. All right. Question number two. I just wanted to know, I went online, I was checking out Lizzo Be Eating, that's her Instagram, and I see certain songs, the crowd is just insane. I mean, everybody loves her anyways, but certain songs is just like, wow. The whole idea I was trying to figure out is like, what song do you just like look when people are like, you know, when you're on stage, like, wow, people are really feeling my stuff.
You asked that question to me just right now awkwardly. So I can only imagine, and I'm not Lizzo. So
all right, well, here this goes.
Is there a song in particular? Like, you got a lot of great singles off the album, but is there a song where you're like taken back? You're like, wow, people are singing it back to you, or their phones are lit up, anything? It just kind of makes you say, I can't believe I'm here.
Oh, you talking about Jerome?
Is that the song?
To be fair, I know some Lizzo songs. I did not know the song Jerome. So I was like, what? Oh, God. She's going to confuse me again.
Jerome?
I mean, that's the one where you see the view from the stage and the phones are lit up. But I would say the people get the loudest for Truth Hurts, Boys, and Juice. And that's been really exciting because I dropped Boys and Truth Hurts like 2 years ago. So to see it, you know, catch on and get all of the love that it's been getting in the last few months has been sick.
So I don't know if she just meant like sick. Or she's like, I'm sick of your crappy questions, Joe. How many more do you have for me?
Honestly, that last one wasn't as bad.
Okay.
As bad as the first one. So maybe we're going up, you know? Maybe they get less and less awkward.
No, we peaked. We peaked at the...
That was the peak?
Sometimes
sometimes
you see in interviews, people have notes, like a little note. I had like the notepad on your iPhone. Just like a bullet points.
And you're really, really bad at looking at it.
Yes. And I was trying not to look at it the whole time. Pork Chop was there. He could see it. I looked down for one thing to see my next question because she was throwing me off with what I was like. I was trying to follow along.
It just has to be like a conversation. Like you don't have to have set questions that you have to ask or just have a conversation and see where it goes next.
Well, I wanted to get to, here, you'll hear where it gets awkward.
Okay.
Now, I was wondering, you got a couple of collaborations on Because I Love You, like different singles. But I was wondering the one with Missy Elliott. I know, you checking out my little cheat sheet right here?
No.
Lizzo, I can't memorize everything. I barely remember names.
I looked at my phone real quick. I just wanted to make sure that I knew that I had it right, that it was Missy Elliott with Tempo, and then Gucci Mane was on another song.
I think here's the thing. I think that when artists or celebrities see you doing that, it makes it seem very insincere and like you can't even remember a little bit of information for them. Like you have no idea really who they are, you know?
Well, that's not the case, though. I just took so many notes because there's so much I wanted to ask her.
You tend to do that a lot.
Well, it's an interview. You're supposed to ask questions. Okay, listen to the rest of the awkwardness.
Wow. What's in your job? This is your job.
Lizzo, please. I'm very sensitive right here.
Wow.
No, but you got to collaborate with Missy Elliott, and I know I think you had Gucci Mane on there too.
I had Gucci Mane on my album.
Is there anybody like coming forward? Aren't you on the same record label with Cardi B?
I am.
Do you want to do something with her or anybody else?
I was just in a movie with Cardi.
I was going to ask you about that. I heard you did a little stripper pole action.
You just have to wait and see when Hustlers comes out this fall.
How was that, though, actually working on a movie? You've done, like, voiceover stuff as a character. You've got to be on screen. Is that something you'd want to do more of?
I mean, it was definitely hard work. I didn't realize, like, actors... And I even feel like that movie set was a little more chill because we got to improv and it was really fun. I feel like on, like, ones where you got to read the lines line for line, I'm sure that's hard as But... I would like to do it.
Okay. I felt like that was the best part of the interview.
Yeah, that's absolutely the best part. It seemed natural, the way that you like asked her those questions. It just like kind of led right into it.
Okay, now this is where it goes downhill, and this is the last question we had to wrap it up with because it got so bad.
Oh, no.
Are you playing what I think you're going to play?
Yeah, I was asking Lizzo. I tried to get the question out, but I was kind of asking because she's really a big supporter of the, and help me out here, Pork Chop, the
LGBTQ.
There we go. I memorized it by now.
She's about self-love.
She is, and she's really inspiring. Me, even as a big guy, I kind of feel more confident listening to Lizzo talk and motivate. But I was asking her about, like, does she really like being involved in Pride events? Mm-hmm. Compared to, like, just doing a regular show, do they mean more or anything? And I kind of got that question out, and then it got awkward. I didn't know what to say. She put me on the spot. Listen to this, Liv.
Pride is, like, one of my favorite times of the year. I'm just going to have fun up there. Like, this is the time where I can just really let loose and be myself.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Are you excited to be at Pride?
I'm very excited. We were in the parade earlier today. It's so many people. There's probably.
Are you queer?
No, I mean some people.
When she asked me that, I was like, "What do I say?"
You say no.
Okay,
you're
I didn't.
Not.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So now you know it's gonna get weird, right?
I think I might be bi or producer's bi. I don't know.
Some people might think I'm bi. Do you think that you're bi?
Joe, you just answer that honestly. Be like, no, I don't think I am.
But when she asked me the question, it's if I said something offensive. I'm like, I didn't.
No, she might just be curious and just asking. She's probably a person that does not assume anything about anyone. She's not going to assume someone's sexual identity or sexual orientation just by the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they look. She's not going to do that. That's why she's asking you those things. Does that make sense
yes.
to you now?
This last part of the interview is when she said that, my brain was like, give Lizzo an answer that's not wrong.
I hope you didn't even turn this into like a really bad joke.
Well, You be the judge.
Well, if my wife's watching, I'm going to say no. No, I don't know. Here's what we were talking about. No, but Lizzo, you can help me out.
Fluidity is the future, honey. It's always been fluid. Everybody's gay.
Can you answer this question then? We were talking on the air.
Go ahead. What are you laughing at there, pork chop?
You told Lizzo you're bi.
And you said if my wife's not listening, like you're kind of hinting like, oh, I'm hiding my sexuality from my wife. That's weird.
God, you know what? You go on the spot and do an interview and get put on like that. You might say things too.
And it's a guy thing, so I don't know from like a female perspective. We were talking about how I'm a straight man, whatever you want to label it as.
You're an ally.
So I'm getting corrected for everything. Of course I'm an ally. But people say like, hey, Joe, are you into dudes or girls? I'm like, well, I'm into chicks.
Yeah, that's okay, and that's fine, and that is okay.
So like, you would consider that a straight dude, would you not?
Yeah, so you just say, like, no, I'm, like, oh, no, I don't identify as queer. Oh, no, I don't identify as bisexual. I don't know why you, like, were like,
yeah, if my wife's listening, like, okay.
I totally am. I don't care. I love everybody.
Go around and be like, I'm a straight man. You can know, I'm an ally for the LGBTQ plus community.
Can you
be proud of that?
I'm very proud, Lizzo. Can you answer this question, though? We were talking about, from a guy's perspective, I'm like, you know, like, sometimes I'll check out other guys. I'm like, I wonder what they're working with. Like, I'm not into that, but I'm kind of wondering, do you think that kind of, does that mean something?
All right, let's just have her answer.
I think guys do that. Not that they're necessarily into another guy, but they might actually look and like, okay.
I think that that's a really defensive statement to say, well, I'm not into that, but what that do?
No, but
you want to know what the do, and it's fine. We're going to look back and be like, oh, straight was like an oppressive tool that we use to keep people in boxes.
Are you guys hearing this? Stop oppressing me.
Yeah, dead ass. Just like live your life. Like what you like. Love what you want to love. I feel like life is way more fun that way.
Lizzo, thank you so much. It was so awesome to talk to you.
Peace out.
I feel so awkward. I'm having a full body cringe moment right now.
Was it that bad?
And Joe, literally,
I just think it was bad. Yes, I just think it was bad.
Or is it just like fun?
I think that she was trying to make it fun and light, but she might have been like, dude, this guy, like what?
And Joe, little do you know, she went on to do like a 30-minute Instagram live after your interview.
Okay.
And like, and I watched about like 20 minutes of it, and she was talking about some of the things mentioned like in the interview.
What was she saying?
I think she was, because Houston Pride's in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the 21st, 22nd mm-hmm. or something. And she was supposed to perform there.
Right.
But she can't because she's up for like a BET award or uh-huh. something. Pride is very important to her. And she just thought it was just a random, like, she thought it was a radio show. So she was like, oh, well, you know, let's do the BET thing. And then, like, she said she saw an article online where everyone was like, Lizzo's backing out of Houston Pride. She was like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, she didn't know that it was a Houston Pride show.
What does that have to do with Joe's interview?
Because she was really... Because Joe was just getting ready to ask her about like Houston and what does Pride mean to you when she literally just found out that day that she backed out of the Houston Pride show. She thought she was just backing out of a Houston radio show.
Right.
So is she mad at me though? Because now you're making me.
Fans were like upset with her. So I think she was just done with the. And then you asked her these questions. So she just had to go like do an Instagram live. And she was like, look, I'm real. I got to get this out there. I'm busy right now. That's a good thing. But I am so sorry. I didn't know it was a Houston Pride event.
Right. Maybe she thought that you were like attacking.
No. Yeah, I throw softball questions out there.
This has even gotten worse. All right. Jeez.
Well,
it's worse than what we thought originally.
Next time it'll be Live Win Lizzo.
1,000%. I would absolutely die to interview Lizzo.
So do you like bar stools for? Or like, can you dab? Do you know how to dab on stage?